Bear hunting was once the definition of manhood, in some circles anyway. Think of President Teddy Roosevelt. It's still done, but in many places, public sentiment has largely turned against it. One of the latest examples is British Columbia. The Canadian province recently banned hunting for grizzly bears in a huge area known as the Great Bear Rainforest. And in its place, local First Nations, or Indigenous Canadians, are building a different kind of economy around the grizzlies. Here's reporter Irina Zhorov.
Okay, everyone's going to have to be real quiet because the bear's right in front of the tower. So just go real close together, single file, and quietly.
Guide Sean O'Connor ushers a group of tourists from a bus toward a wildlife viewing tower on a recent evening in the Great Bear Rainforest in British Columbia. We're whispering to not disturb a nearby bear.
We're by the side of a river, and there's just a huge grizzly walking around. He's getting up on his hind legs.
We walk up onto the platform. Something smells terrible.
See all the salmon along the shores.
Salmon swim up this river, spawn in its gravel beds, and then die.
The bears will just go by and they'll just eat the skin, eat the brains, eat the roe, and they'll leave all the flesh. That's what that smell is. You didn't step into anything.
We watch the bear from the safety of the tower, but soon he sniffs us out and runs off into the darkness. As of late last year, shooting grizzlies with cameras is the only kind of grizzly bear hunting allowed in the Great Bear Rainforest. First Nations communities in this vast tract of pristine rainforest along the western coast of Canada had fought the hunt for years, and the ban by the BC government was a big victory for Indigenous law and practices.
People a long time ago had to learn to live with bears and share the same estuaries, share the rivers. You know, a lot of the same foods we eat are very similar.
Doug Nieslas is the chief counselor of the Kitisu Heihes.
And we're taught very young to have a respect for these bears. And in one of our bear stories, we actually, the bears have the ability to take off the fur and become human.
Nieslas says his people used to hunt grizzlies for food, but stopped doing that a century ago. Today, the idea is to build a tourism economy in a way that honors the bears, benefits the First Nations, and takes into account their cultural heritage. Already, ecotourism companies run by First Nations, like the Kitisu Heihes and Hamalco Nation, bring in about 12 times more money than the trophy hunt. It's also helped local young people reconnect with their land, their songs, and dances.
And there's a lot of sense of pride that comes from that.
Speaking at an interpretive center at Hamalco Nation's bear viewing camp, former chief Marianne Ennevoldsen says a friend recently brought her the paws of a grizzly killed by another bear during mating season.
He remembered me telling him that I'm going to be, you know, bringing all my traditions and cultures back, so he took the paws for me and brought them to me.
Ennevoldsen kept the paws on ice and asked all the local elders to bring their young grandkids to a special ceremony.
So I just called the grandparents and said, I've got the bear paws, I know how to do the ceremony. We don't have a longhouse yet, but let's just get together and do it.
Ennevoldsen says the community gathered for a potluck lunch and drumming songs. Then she rubbed the bear paws on the children's hands so they would harvest berries quickly, like a bear, and on their feet so they would move quietly through the forest.
I had not one elder with a dry. They were all in tears to see this. Like, they said, I can't believe, like, this is happening in our community again.
But Ennevoldsen says a resurgent local culture and successful ecotourism can't coexist with hunting. That's why some First Nations are now broadening their fight beyond grizzlies. There are other bears here, too. Population of black bears with a recessive gene that sometimes produces unique all-white offspring, known as spirit bears. The spirit bears are also protected from hunting, but the black bears that might carry the recessive genes aren't. Doug Nieslas says the black bears should be protected next. He says that's more compatible with their beliefs and their investment in tourism.
This is the future of our community, and this is going to be, I think, the future of the Great Bear Rainforest.
The morning after watching the grizzly in the salmon stream, we venture out again. As we drive along, there are grizzlies everywhere.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
We arrive at another platform, perched on the edge of another river. One giant grizzly lumbers into a silver platoon of salmon trying to swim upriver. Another fishes upstream. We snap photos. Marion Ennevoldsen looks on, pleased with the growing success of the bear viewing business and the successful end of the fight against grizzly hunting.
Well, it just reassures me that we're taking the right steps to look after the resources, and we've got to make sure these bears are here for generations to come.
For The World, Irina Zhorov, Orford Bay, British Columbia.
Irina's report was supported by the Institute for Journalism and Natural Resources.